Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend David Gage, the author of The Partnership Charter, the founder of BMC Associates. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website and all the things that he and his team does. And we're talking about internal mediation, where the outcome, you know, and as I said earlier, David, if you and I are mediating over a contract or something, you know, maybe I like it. Maybe I'm the I get everything I wanted, and you get some of what you wanted, and you're not quite happy, but we both kind of kick the dust and walk away. You know, we say, okay, I'll live to fight another day. And I'm glad I'm done with that guy. I'm glad I don't have to deal with him anymore.
Right.
You know, be a cold day in St. Louis, before I go work with that guy again. That's external. But internal is where we got people that we, the presumption is if we're bringing in a mediator like you guys, you know, we want these people to stay and work and play well with each other in the future.
Yes.
And that's a completely different expectation for mediation.
Right.
And folks, I'm going to say something right now that you may not believe or agree with me, but don't try this at home. Leave this to the professionals. I mean, I do not see how an owner manager could successfully mediate a serious, untenable scenario between two employees. Even if they're qualified, I just think they'd be too close, I don't think they can do it.
Well, I think people can try, and it's worth trying.
Oh yeah, no, you should give it a shot just to see if there's low hanging fruit that could be solved.
Right.
You want a parking space too? Okay, I can fix that.
right. But what goes on in mediation is quite a bit different than what an owner or even an HR director can do. I mean, you can really drill down into the issues, and people know that you're going to leave and after this is over, and they don't have to keep working with you or reporting to you, and you don't write their performance evaluations. I mean, we're in a good spot to go in and help in a different way.
Well, the owner does have to determine if the employee just is not worth keeping,
mm-hmm.
if the manager is doing something inappropriate. You have to determine that before you bring in the mediators. You have to get to the point where your next step is to fire somebody, probably. That's what most of us are going to do. We're going to wait that long till it's just we can't handle it anymore. And the next thing, we're going to lop somebody's head off. So that would be, to me, probably when some, you know, out of exasperation. And frankly, David, that's probably the best thing for you, because if I'm sort of wishy-washy about bringing you in, you know, I'm not a good customer for you.
Right.
You need me to be committed, don't you?
Well, we do. We definitely do. Because it's just when you're bringing somebody in from the outside, things are serious. And I was just describing that it can happen at all levels of an organization. We were talking about somebody who was sort of an entry-level person.
Mm-hmm.
But last week we were dealing with two women owners of a business, and they actually aren't running the business. And they were telling us about a CEO and a vice president who really are not talking well together at all. And that's really dangerous.
Do you take these people off-site one at a time, or do you bring them – Do you do it in the building? Do you meet with them together first? How do you do that?
We typically do it off-site.
Yeah.
But if there's enough privacy and everything, we can do it on-site.
But do you do it with them? Do you always do it with them together? Do you interview them individually? What do you do?
Both. And really, with mediation, we're looking at sitting down together and mm-hmm. giving them time to talk separately and mm-hmm. privately. So we really can get to the bottom of it.
How often is it... You said earlier it's almost always petty. I mean, did people in the process, do they actually hear themselves talking and ever decide, wow, I can't believe I made a big deal out of that?
That probably happens. But it's not always petty. But a lot of a lot of the ways these problems manifest themselves are through some pretty petty stuff, how people dress, or you know, whether they're coming in 2 minutes late. Or,
right.
It can get pretty.
Right.
It's always interesting, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad to know that there is, you know, I had not really thought about internal mediation inside the four walls. So, folks, now you know that this happens. You know that there are people who do it. So before you get too upside down, before you get too, you know, far down the road with a situation that you can't stand anymore, and before you fire somebody that you could probably need to hang on to, think about internal mediation. David Gage, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
A pleasure, Jim.
BMCAssociates.com is the website, so check it out, folks. And we'll get David back another day. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.